It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
From Independence, Ohio.
You changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bring into light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. I'm Radio Pastor Ernie Sanders, and indeed, this is the voice of the Christian resistance. And tonight, well, I got to say, I hate to say, but we're really short of help tonight. Doers of the word let us down tonight here. Boy, we needed the help too. So what's happening is we have just Pastor's mighty men. just Eric by himself down there, all by himself. But then don't worry, we have in the glass cage where we keep him locked up, none other than Ken. Hey, Ken.
Good evening, Pastor.
And the cackling you hear come from little Lisa. She's back.
Good evening, everyone, and thanks for your prayers.
All right. And then we have way out yonder in Missouri, the legend, the Missouri legend, none other than Pastor Joe himself.
So the unpaid professional is back at work for a while.
All righty. Very
good.
Glad
to be here.
So, you ready? We have a whole lot to get started on. So, tonight, we have the title of the message was The Fathers of Fathers. And we're going to start tonight in Malachi chapter 2 and verse 10. If you want to read that one verse, Joe.
All right. Can I give out the phone numbers first?
Oh, yeah. We better do that.
Let me do that. 1-888-677-9673, and the credit card number, well, it can go either way. If you have a credit card, it's 1-888-281-1110. That's 1-888-281-1110. All right, verse 10 of chapter 2 of Malachi.
Wait just a minute. I wanted to say Lisa has pledged $125.
Oh, wow.
And Wendy has pledged the 680.
Well, I didn't pledge. I just went to WRWL.org and put a donation of $200 on the credit card.
Well, put him down as a pledge. That's a pledge.
Oh, okay.
All right, very good. Yeah, okay. All right, folks, the phone lines are open at 888-281-1110. That's the pledge line. And the other lines are 888-677-9673. We definitely need to hear from you. It's been a very, very interesting time. And right out of the chute, Joe, I should tell them that We have tonight, for those who pledge $25 or more, we have the DVDs, Pastor Sanders, with the exhilarating moments, untold challenges, and many stories in between. We have number two. We have quite a few number two left. We have a limited for the first 30 callers, number three. We were totally out of number ones. And this will be the end of these. So once these are gone, they're gone. And that'll be it. So here's the deal. There are 25 apiece, a donation. We're asking a donation of 25 apiece. Or you can get both of them for 45. And if you're absolutely destitute and can't afford them, let us know and we see what we can do about that, okay? Because we've helped a lot of folks out that were destitute in the past. So, because it's not about making the money, although we need the money pretty bad, it's about getting the message out. Also, don't forget the newsletter, Joe. We've sent out a lot of information over the years in the newsletter. They've really helped a lot of people in so many different ways. So, folks, if you don't get our newsletter, you really should. It's free. You know, we pay for it. But there's a lot of interesting information that you could use. And for those people that say, well, you know, I don't, if your family and friends that get their news from the fake news media, that they're clueless, you'll have documentation to show them. And, we've gotten so many letters from folks, I mean, that really, really continue to tell us, even though, you know, we don't threaten to take away their newsletter, they'll say, keep sending me the newsletter. We get so many letters of that. So anyhow, when you call in tonight, ask for the newsletter. If you don't get it, you really should. No. All right. Now
I got mine yesterday, and I tell people what you do. If you have access to a copy machine, which most people do, you can make copies, hand out at church, hand out at work, give your relatives, your neighbors, and it saves the ministry a lot of money and maybe triples or quadruples the number of people that get the news. So be likewise.
Absolutely. Well, you know what? I got to tell the folks, too, tonight, because we're shorthanded. We got to tell them a couple things. First, we're shorthanded, so pray for us. Help us out. We really need that. We need your prayers. God answers prayer. Remember, God answers prayer. So pray for us. If you would just take a minute and do that. Number two, if you can't get through tonight for any reason, you can call the church tomorrow in the afternoon. From 1 o'clock tomorrow, from 1 o'clock till about 4, you can call the church at 440-338-1036. That's 440-338-1036. If you want either the newsletter or if you want if you have a credit card. So there, we got that all out. Now let's get into the important part of the program tonight, and that is
all right.
So go ahead and Malachi 2, verse 10.
Have we not all one Father? Hath not one God created us? Why do we deal treacherously every man against his brother by profaning the covenant of our fathers?
Well, here, we're taking a look at this.
That's a big question.
Yeah. Well, the question that, you know, the statement he's making is that we have one Father. He's talking about the natural father of all human beings, okay? There's only one natural father of all human beings. But then, you know, and it's an interesting thing, too, because then you have the father of regeneration, And that's where we go. Next verse, John chapter 1, read verses 2 or 12 through 13.
I'm sorry. Oh, yeah, 12 through 13. But as many as received him, to them he gave the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God.
So, often people get a little confused that, you know, they say, well, what about women? They're not the sons of God. When in this text, referring, when it says sons of God, it's referring to all children, men, women, children, okay? And so
right.
It doesn't mean just men here, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God, okay? So he does something here when they're born of God, and we'll get to that as we continue to go through here. So next verse would be going to John chapter 3, starting with verse 1 through 8.
There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came by Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou dost, except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
Okay, stop Nicodemus. There for a minute, Joe. Okay, so
sure.
Here, when we take a look at that, we see that here Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews, he was one of the Pharisees, he came to the Lord Jesus. And he does two things here. One, he comes to the Lord Jesus by night, okay?
Night.
Okay.
Secretly.
Well, he did that, but he wasn't because he was afraid of the Jews. He was pretty bold about that he believed in the Lord Jesus Christ. I mean, he was bold in his with the other Pharisees. Remember, he was not one of the ones that were told about the secret meeting they had at night with Caiaphas, okay?
Right.
And so here, but he refers to the Lord Jesus as rabbi or master, okay? Which tells you right there that he had the ultimate respect for him, okay? For the Lord Jesus. Now, he goes on, but you read the next verse and then stop.
Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born?
Now, here's the thing. It's a common practice, even amongst Jews today, but especially in those days, to answer a question with a question. Jesus did it often. And so, in fact, I learned from that very early on, because you know how we were always getting arrested for being out in front of the abortion mills. In fact, it reminds me, Alan Keyes is going to be here Thursday, right next door to the radio station here, speaking at the Holiday Inn. And I was just telling Kenny here about how they hauled us all away, you guys, and they got to me. And remember, Norma McCurvey was right in front of McCorvey, and they took her. And when that happened, everyone that got arrested, you guys threw your signs down right there. And so the Lord really intervened.
A big sign when they're handcuffing you.
Yeah. Well, the Lord intervened big time, because here, and we need to tell the people there, that was at Notre Dame there in Indiana, and a big college, the Catholic College, and Obama was coming, and he had instructed them to cover every cross on that, and they did. They covered every cross on that campus, and the interesting thing was the actual Catholic, the real, true Catholic bishops actually called me and asked me, would I come down and bring some of those Baptist preachers and preach like you Baptists do. And because they said our apostates here, they're bringing in Barack Obama. And so we did. We went down there, and sure enough, they had covered up all the crosses, remember? And
yep, we had several witnesses that were there to verify it.
Well, here, when that, just as they were about to arrest me, the lady that come up, who was in charge of redistributing the signs, said, we have to do something. We just got to bus more of people, and we have no signs. The signs are all stacked here. So the cop, now here's how God works, folks. A great big cop, he says to me, well, do you want to get arrested too? And I says, not that you mentioned it, not really. He says, why don't you leave? And I says, you know what? Let me grab my signs here and I'll do that. And I called the people in and they all come rushing in and they picked up probably 100 signs. And we got them out there, anti-Obama signs. That, but only God could do things like that.
Right. And, I mean, it was a huge pile of signs. It wasn't like one or two, you know, the cop didn't notice. But there was a huge pile. So it had to be like he was just stunned or something happened to him over that moment. Because they didn't ask anybody else if we wanted to.
Just me, yeah.
Rude and vulgar. Yeah, just you. You're the only one. And you weren't the pretty one either.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
Even back then?
Yeah, even back then. Yeah. All right. Hey, listen.
You know, Ernie and I are famous for having the face for radio, both of us.
Yeah, well, Bob in New York just pledged $500. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you, Bob.
All right. Can we get someone to match Wendy's, how much did Wendy do?
$680.
And, or Bob's $500, or Joe's $200. We need a match for any and all of them. So if you can match us out there, please help us out. We really do need you. So let's go back to the scripture, Joe, here. And so over in John 3:18, he was asking a question with a question. And
verse 5.
Yep, go ahead.
And Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God.
All right, so now there's a teaching that confuses a lot of people. What does that mean, to be born of water?
Well, most people think it means you have to be baptized in the water.
But that's not what it means at all.
That's not what it means, no.
No. It means it's a natural birth. First of all, you have to be born a natural birth. Child is born, the water breaks, huh?
Right.
So, and then go ahead and pick up the next verse.
That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit.
So there you go. That explains it pretty clearly, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Let's put it this way. Jesus was the only begotten of the Father. In other words, from the Spirit came forth the physical. We're born in the physical and reborn into the Spirit, back into where we can become the sons and daughters of a spiritual father.
Well, right? Yeah, when you call it reborn today, when we hear the term born again, but, you know, there used to be called twice born. That was one of the things they used to refer to as, are you one of the twice born, okay? But, you know, the Bible also refers to twice dead over there in the book of Jude, verse 14. And we see here to be born again means, first of all, you're born of the flesh, of a humanly birth, but then born of the Spirit, regenerated, okay?
Right.
And so here, when what do you think that means when it says twice dead? Those that are twice dead.
Well, the first death is a physical death, and the second death is when they enter the hell for eternity.
You're right, but you know they're talking about
like
those
death forever.
It refers to those that work against God. Those that work against God, yeah, and you know, of course, those that reject the offer of eternal life, huh?
And there are many, unfortunately. Today we see a great number. Of course, there's always been a lot of the hell, what's the expression, hell ain't half full yet.
Yeah. By the way, let me ask you a question. You know, we were talking about those that the God is the father of all the natural born, every person that was born, right? He's right. Father of those that were murdered before they could get born, too. But How many? What do you think the amount of people from the time of Adam up to now, by most of the experts in that field, what do you think the number is, that the estimated number of people that have been born since Adam?
Wow. Boy, it must be up there probably, I'd say somewhere close to 20 billion.
Try 110 billion.
That many?
Yep.
Whoa, I guess if you count all the abortions and murders, yeah.
Yep.
Stillborns, because back babies, a lot of, what, it was only 2 or 3 out of 5 children lived, right?
Yeah.
A lot of children died. So, yeah, I didn't think about that. Those were all, the instant the sperm hits the egg, the life begins. That's a life, and that life, God knows everything about it. So, yeah, that all those would be counted.
Yep. So go ahead and read the next verse.
Wow. Marvel not that I said unto thee, he must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but cannot tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit.
Now that's an interesting thing there, because he refers to the wind, pneuma, the wind, pneuma. And pneuma is a name for who?
Drawing a blank.
Pneumatology?
Oh.
The Holy Spirit. Pneuma is a name for the Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit. Ah.
And so here, he's referring to the Spirit as the wind, just like when we can see, you know, we can't tell where the wind came from or where it went, but boy, we can see what it's doing. When that tornado,
we can feel it. We know it's there. Well, we can also feel it, and sometimes you can smell it.
Well, you know how close that river runs to my house, through my yard. When that tornado came down that river, I was going to sit out there on the back deck, and I was going to take it in. You know, I had my wife and kids. They were tucked in down in the storeroom. And big bold pastor, I was going to sit out there and watch it. But I'm going to tell you.
Yeah, that's smart. Good job, yeah.
Yeah. things got real nasty real quick.
And, yeah, I imagine.
Yeah, you know, all you saw was my back heading into the house. Because, yeah, I tell you. So I couldn't tell where it came from or where it was going. But, boy, I knew what it was doing when it was there. So... Anyhow,
but you're lucky. I had one come through the ranch where we used to live. We had a horse, a mare, and a colt in the front yard, and the tornado picked them up and threw them through a fence right in the front, about 20 feet from our front porch.
Well,
so if it can pick up a large horse, it could have picked you right off that porch and tossed you across that river.
Well, that's why I was saying that the Lord blessed, because what it did, it took a number of big trees. I mean, some big trees, and it tossed them around like sticks. But it didn't touch my house. By God's grace, it didn't touch the house. It stayed just to that side of the river. And so,
and now you can spend the rest of the night convincing people you're really intelligent.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was kind of an admission you could have left out. Yeah. Anyway,
I was smart enough to run away from the storm, not towards it, anyhow.
Well, the secret to good radio is honest radio.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. We tell the truth around here.
All right. Because we don't know any better, right? we tell it.
Yeah, God says that's what we're supposed to do, so we take our orders seriously around here.
Amen. All right, we have, let me see. Well, I guess we're up towards the break. We'll be back after this.
I had this crazy dream about some folks who love this country, who all began to dream the same dream. And when the morning came, there arose across this nation people thinking one and the same. And they awoke find their freedoms and all their liberties had gradually been taken away. And when they realized the danger to their posterity, I heard those patriotic people say, we want this country back. We ain't just joking, Jack. We want our liberty and our dignity and our freedoms and our rights restored. We want this country back. When the stars and stripes forever symbolized her glorious name, America. But now it's all been changed, and when we gaze upon old glory, it's hard to fight back feelings of shame. We're fed up with lying politicians and greedy corporations who have sold us out time and again. And we're sick and tired of sending our soldiers off to wars that we were never meant to win. We want this country back. We ain't just joking, Jack. We want our liberty and our dignity and our freedoms and our rights restored. We want this country back. Is right, and our victory's on the way, and we won't give up the fight till we hear 200 million say, we want this country back. We ain't just joking, Jack. We want our liberty and our dignity and our freedoms and our rights restored. We want this country back, and we ain't taking any more back. And we're madder than hell now, and we ain't gonna take it anymore. No, we're not gonna take it anymore. That's right, we're not gonna take it anymore. We said we're not gonna take it anymore. That's right, we're not gonna take it anymore. We said we're not gonna take it anymore.
We're not gonna take it anymore. And that's the message that we're getting out, and that's the message that President Trump has been sending out to people. Now, Joe, there's something happening to, you know, right now, tonight. We have a fleet, you know. The United States is sending a whole fleet of ships over towards Europe and then ultimately to the Middle East. And within that, there was 30 tankers. You know, and I'm talking about the airplanes, the big air tankers that that are used to keep planes in the air, the ones that are coming off the
refuelers, right?
Yeah.
So they can refuel the other bombers and fighters. Now, that's a large fleet, folks. And, well, just remember, what did the president say? He gave a warning. The press calls it a terrifying warning to the Iranians to leave Tehran. He said it would be advisable for all those 17 million people to get out as quick as possible. Quote, everyone should immediately evacuate Tehran. So there's a bunch of stuff up. I'm kind of wondering if they're not worried about the Iranians trying to throw a dirty bomb at their Jerusalem.
You know what it reminds me of, Joe? Reminds me of Reagan and Gaddafi. Do you remember when Reagan warned Gaddafi? He gave him the warning, and you know, Gaddafi. Well, you know, I can't say what he said, but anyhow, it turned out to be a threat. Boy, well, that only lasted for a very short period of time because of Gaddafi's whole
hollow words. Yeah. The words didn't didn't do much.
Yeah, I don't. You know, Trump doesn't want war. Trump wants peace. I mean, he's been that way. Like he said, nobody wins in a war, but people win when they're making deals and they're trade with fair trade. And that's what he wanted, you know what? So I got to kind of have a feeling that that's what this whole parade was about yesterday, bringing back also, you know, all these nations. Remember, you know, it was the United States virtually that won World War II. It was us. We got into the war. It was the sleeping giant that was awakened.
And World War I. It wasn't for us. That wouldn't have been one either. So,
yep.
Both world wars.
And so, but here, now I got a feeling that he's sending a message not just to Iran, but to China and Russia. I know he was on the phone.
Both.
Trump was on the phone with Putin for over an hour and letting him know. So they know that Trump will do what he says, okay?
Well, look what Putin's been using Iranian-made drones to attack Ukraine. The horrible attacks that he's put have been mostly drone attacks. So those are going to stop coming from Iran very shortly here.
Now, here's the big danger. Remember, where does the biggest threat always come? It comes from within your own house. It's the enemy within is the most dangerous enemy within. Now, there are people that have good intentions. Look, you and I don't want war, and you and I don't want a king, right? We don't want a dictator. But we understand that there comes a time when you have to go with the people that know more about, you know, Trump is privy to a whole lot more information than you and I have. Now, we have our sources, but not like his sources, okay?
No.
And so here, right now, unfortunately, you have people like Tucker Carlson, who's always been, you know, on the right side of things. Now Tucker, he's, you know, he's determined that Trump is trying to start a war, and he's been in D.C. trying to plead, and he should understand that Trump's the president. Trump has, and I know Tucker's got his sources for information, but not like Trump. And my advice to Tucker would be to stand down. And you've told him he knows how you feel. And the same thing to Elon Musk and the others out there. All of those Republicans, it's time to stand behind President Trump right now. What you have to do is look at, has he done what he said he would do? And so, again, this whole thing, Joe, all of these protests, this No King protest, it had very, very little to do. It was supposed to all be about immigration. It wasn't. You know as well as I do, they've been planning this for years.
Oh, the money, just think of that. We've talked before about these groups that supply the money. Back when we had the riots in Ferguson, Missouri, there were buses coming in from L.A., Chicago. These people were being paid up to $200 a day to go riot, burn, and do, you know, get the other local, get as many people out there as they could. But they were being bussed in by the busloads. It looked like the Grand Central Station or buses going in and out of St. Louis. And if you think about it, who was it, remember, that had Kamala Harris become their candidate without a single vote from a single Democrat, and they tell us they want no kings in America, and yet what party anointed a candidate to run for the highest office in the world, the most powerful position in the world? Not one single Democrat voted for her or got to or vote against her.
Well,
and so this idea, no king, that Trump is a king, he was duly elected, theirs was appointed by the party. I mean, right there's their hypocrisy.
Well, you know, not just that, but the election of 2020, Joe Biden wasn't elected. He was inserted. He was murdered, inserted. Right. That was stolen, totally.
Yeah.
Right. Trump had him beat by over 12 million votes. We all knew it. But again, the fake news media and the deep state. So Trump was not just running against Biden. He was running against the entire deep state, okay? And yeah. where are these people now? Where's Jim Comey now? Where did he slither off to? Where's Mary Arcus, okay? Where are all of these people now? They're in hiding, most of them.
And, they're laying low.
Pardon? Yeah.
They're laying very, very low.
Alrighty, I got to give those numbers out. 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110. That's the credit card line. If for any reason you can't get through, you can call the church tomorrow between the hours of 1 and 4 at 440-338-1036. But you should be able to get through out there because we got Mighty Kenny. Kenny's helping. He jumped in on this.
Yeah.
And he's kind of like a Superman.
Multitask. He can do almost anything, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
And Lisa's there if he messes up. She's there. Oh.
Correct.
She'll smack me in the...
With us.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So anyhow, you've got Bill in Boston, pledges 100. And Judy in Jersey, pledges 40. Thank you, Bill.
Joyce.
Thank you, Judy. Okay.
Joyce in Jersey.
Or Joyce, I'm sorry. Yeah, Joyce in
Jersey. And I think you skipped Tony in Toronto.
Yeah, I did, Tony.
Did you?
Yeah.
150 for Tony, okay.
Yeah, we did. Tony's always there. Alrighty, again, those numbers are 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. So now, Joe, again, my opinion is Trump is showing them that he doesn't want a war, but he's willing to, if it comes his way now. Is Iran dumb enough? Have you noticed something that Iran has not done? You know, Iran has not attacked any of our ships or any of our personnel. Now,
right.
You know, they did it through their minions before, like the Houthis and that, but our ships, but not now, no, because Trump has given them a warning. Now, how do you think his conversation went with Mr. Putin?
I think there were some warnings there, too. I think he discussed several things. If you want, well, we've got sanctions. We can cripple you. I think there were some threats made.
Now, the idea,
tried to strike some deals, too, you know. Knowing Trump, he made a deal. If you back off and do this, we'll back off on the sanctions and... So he's giving people opportunities to, you know, join in, like you said, trade and prosperity.
Now, here is another thing that's been happening here. You know, with Israel's Iron Dome, you know, for every one of those rockets that... Iran sends in, and now they have those supersonic rockets, too, that they're sending in. You know, they have to send out two or three, you know, rockets from the Iron Dome to intercept it. And they've been sending, like, I mean, they've been sending in hundreds of them into Israel. So Israel's been, I think their point is they're trying to get Israel to use up all of their Iron Dome, to use it up, and then once then really hit them hard. Now, what they didn't count on, I don't think, was that the United States would be setting offshore with those ships, assisting and then shooting down those rockets too. Okay,
we haven't done the best job because what they did, see, before they were just spreading rockets all over. This time they consolidated all the rockets on one area at a time. And where the Iron Dome had time to reach out, do different things, where they all came into one area, like headed for Jerusalem, Tel Aviv, when they picked their targets, it made it much more difficult. So they kind of got, they wised up a little bit, and that really was a smart thing for them to do militarily wise, but I don't think it was really expected that they had figured that out. I think that had not been planned by the Israelis. I don't think they saw that one coming.
Well, all right, Coach Dwayne pledges 50. Thank you, Coach. 888-281-1110. That's the credit card line, or 888-677-9673. Coach is the one who is, as his program, The Fire, is responsible for making those DVDs 50 years on the radio, 50 years out there on the streets. So, way to go, Coach. Alrighty, so here now, I know there's kind of a lot of people that are really panicking right now, and because they're afraid that this may explode in the Middle East. Now, with Israel, too, Israel, they're not going to be annihilated. Israel has nuclear weapons, and they've made it very, very clear, just like Iran has said that, you know, their goal is Israel cannot exist, that Israel does not have the right to exist. You know, we want to make this clear, because there are those out there now, even those on the right that are supposed to be, you know, supporting Trump, are saying, well, Israel started this latest conflict. No. Iran has had every opportunity, every single opportunity, okay, for peace. They've never kept any of their treaties. You know, even while they're negotiating, they were violating their treaties. Right. Trump's given them every opportunity. In fact, Trump just said, you know, they've still got time, but it's running out very quickly to cut a deal. And like I said, you know, here, remember, the number one target, according to the Ayatollah, is the big Satan. That's America.
Yep.
And so there's been a lot of the chatter, Joe, a lot of the chatter saying that Iran has their teams here, their terrorist teams here in America, waiting to be unleashed. You know, the ones that Biden brought in, all of those that Biden brought in from, you know, all over.
Yep.
And
well,
so,
they say, how did Biden do that? By the open borders, by the millions of gotaways that we weren't able to track or anything else, just count bodies. That's all we could do. We don't know where they are, what they're up to. We do know that there were Islamic training camps all over the country. We reported on that years ago, right?
Back in the 90s.
Remember back in the 90s,
we had located and we sent it out in a newsletter, 95,
mm-hmm.
95 Islamic training camps, right? Jihadist camps. And the FBI said they were aware of every one of them, but they didn't do anything about it, did they?
They said they were doing nothing illegal. They were just, you know, doing military exercises and training, but they made no threats or anything. But, you know, when you're training, military-style training, you figure they've got to have a reason. It wasn't just for exercise.
Yeah.
So, this country's been, I don't know if we've been just stupid or just so corrupt that our judgment was, because the nation was so corrupt, we let all these things go on and on for years and years and years.
I think it's a mixture of both.
Even the communists. A mixture of all of it. The greed and corruption. Yep.
Stupidity.
And of course,
yes.
When God sees that much. Yeah, stupidity. Committing suicide, in a way.
Well, absolutely. Then, you know,
we tried.
This radio program now, you know, for 50 years has called the communist communist. We've called them communist, right about, flat out right. We mentioned all of the communist members of Congress. And and today, virtually the entire Democratic Congress is communist. They're all communist. And so,
well, remember back, we were the first, radio program to talk about the Progressive Caucus, the, quote, socialists, which, if you remember, Lenin said, what? Communism is socialism in a hurry.
Yeah.
Folks, remember that. Never forget. Communism is socialism in a hurry. They both are going to go to the same place, One wants to do it violently, quickly. One is willing to do it gradually. Their end goal is exactly the same. So a socialist is just a patient communist. The same thing. So you can always, the two words are always the same. And we reported on those about 50 members of our Congress back in the 90s that were members of the Progressive Caucus, and we found it on the Democratic Socialists of America's website. And it said, we are proudly socialists, listed the names, and Bernie Sanders was there, a whole list. We gave out all the people, the businesses, and like the National Education Association is one of the first groups that were supporters of it, and Catholic Church. We went down the whole list. So this stuff has been out there for now, what, going on 25 years or more?
Yeah. Well, we were telling people back in the 70s.
30 years, yeah.
Remember when Mikhail Gorbachev, or when Khrushchev took off his shoe and he beat the podium? We were telling people right then, okay, remember, and that, you know, we were exposing the communists in Congress. And he, when Khrushchev says, we will destroy you from within without firing a shot, we were telling people that the NEA is simply a sect of communism. And that's, yeah. And they were. And today, they still are. They're, you know, the NEA, largest union, and it's communist. They're a communist. It's like the ACLU. They're communist to the core.
I think it was back in 1934 that they had a Columbia Teachers College, and I'm trying to remember his name, getting old, forgetful, was a Fabian socialist. And he was in charge of teaching the teachers who would go and teach America's children. And I'm paraphrasing, but he said, we've got to quit trusting in God. We've got to start relying on man's judgment, our own intelligence. We've got to start relying on that and quit this mythical God and all that, like kind of abbreviating it. But he was putting in things clear back 1934. Think about it. The teachers who would then go out and teach the children of America. This has been going on for a very, very long time. Our enemy is patient. They never quit. They never give up. They keep taking one baby step at a time every chance they get. And they will never give up until they're defeated.
Right. Now, you know, NBC, ABC, CBS, CNN, and these are all communist-leaning news networks. They're, you know, CNN, Communist News Network, anyhow. And they've always taken, they've moved far, far to the left. Now, all of this reporting, Joe, on all of these thousands of No King marches that came out, what a lot of my reporting is, in a lot of these cities, nobody showed up. They had one city where only one man showed up out there. Okay. And so
we had three protesters show up at we had a Lincoln Day celebration on Trump's birthday, and a lot of the January 6th people were there. And we had a couple of protesters that came out, but people went out, talked to them, and when they started praying for them, they left. They couldn't handle people praying for them, so they ran quickly.
But you're not hearing that on NBC, ABC, or
no,
CBS,
of course not.
Or Spectrum News.
Ones were violent. Remember, mostly peaceful. We only burned three or four cars and, you know, stole cars, burned them. You know, mostly peaceful folks. Don't see anything into it that's not there, right?
Yeah, yeah. We were.
Well, I wonder if the funds dried up for all the paid agitators.
Well, yeah, the agitators were paid. And by the way, you know, Antifa... I mean, Antifa, they're really basically a group of drug addicts. I mean, the whole gang of them are, you know, I mean, they're a drug culture. And they're all getting paid to do this. They're around $200 a day for the best of the agitators.
And some of them were just getting 100 and a quarter to 100. They had different, I guess, amounts. I saw some were listed for 150, some 125. But that's paid professional agitators, folks. Those are the ones I talked about earlier being bussed into Ferguson, Missouri from Detroit and L.A. Same thing is going on. They're getting these people these professionals come in and help set up and get the local people involved and agitate them, get them worked up. Like Ernie said, this has been planned for a long time. There's big money behind it. And this is the enemy. This is the communist revolution fighting to save itself. They're afraid Trump will destroy their revolution that, oh, really, you know, Hillary and Obama and everybody started, built. And they're worried to death that Trump will destroy their revolutionary takeover of America, which he is doing by the grace of God.
Do you remember when, I think it was Charlotte, where they had the so-called white supremacists there, and one guy ran out and killed a woman, hit her with a car? I think that was Charlotte, and that
North Carolina.
And I believe that was during when Trump was running against Hillary. But I remember we had somebody calling in from there, and they were there, and they said they watched so-called Antifa and the so-called white supremacists get off the same bus together. They came in buses together. They were. Again, that was the whole thing was staged. That was all media. Well,
and that's what happened in 2020 with their whole Summer of Love.
Yeah.
Because Cleveland's had protests before. And I just in my lifetime, I mean, we had the Tamir Rice shooting, which they were protesting. And there wasn't much much going on as far as destruction or violence or rioting or anything. I mean, they had the Cleveland Cavaliers parade, 1.3 million people downtown. You know, you would think, oh, the Cavs won the championship. Finally, Cleveland won. Everyone thinks they're going to burn the city down. Nothing, you know. And then 2020 happens, and out of nowhere, there's these pallets of bricks. There's buses of people. And I guarantee it was a bunch of paid agitators that got the crowd riled up and started destroying everything. I guarantee that that was outside people because you know, Clevelanders haven't done that, at least to our own city.
During Obama's...
In L.A., they had pictures of the piles of bricks and cans of gasoline stacked in, like behind trash and places hidden all over the city. Just happened to be there for the rioters, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, there must have been some kind of construction going somewhere like that, you know, nothing.
Oh, yeah,
there's no construction workers anywhere, but, you know, a pallet of brick. I mean, they must be building an outhouse, right?
And this is being financed by
5 gallon cans of gasoline to go with the bricks, right? I mean, it's not exactly something you normally have together.
And this is being financed by the Democratic Communist Party billionaires. There's a number of them. But a lot of that money is coming right from China. You know, they're behind whole lot of that. You know, they've been supporting, you know, like the entire Biden regime was bought and paid for by China. And we reported on that. But you remember during Obama, when Obama was in, we actually had a call from a former Chicago gang leader. He was a big-time gang leader. And he called, and he got saved. Someone led him to the Lord, and he said, told us here that right on the air how he would get a call, and he would say, go to this location, and there would be a crate of guns and ammunition. And he said it was all being done by the government. We're coming up to a break. We'll be back after this, and we got to hear from you, folks. 888-281-1110.
Yeah, phones have died down. Let's get them going again.
Yeah, we got to get going. What we bring you don't get in a lot of places. So we do. We really need to hear from you. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. A beautiful time to call is during the break. So give us a call. Pledge. We need to hear from you. We want to stay. And we've fought. I mean, we've really fought, and we've never compromised, not one time, not ever, in 50 years. Be right back after this. Don't go away. More to come.
Fight the fight.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to WRWL.org. That's WRWL.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. Thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.